Welcome to Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knyzhka Corner, we will be discussing Grant Wood's novel, The Delusionist. The Delusionist explores the lives of a Ukrainian-Canadian family in Vancouver, beginning in 1962 and ending in the 1990s. The family is haunted by their experiences during Stalin's Holodomor in Ukraine. In The Delusionist, Grant Boudet poses the question, can we change? His response is, no, but we can become more deeply ourselves. The protagonist of this novel is Cyril Andrachuk, who is an outcast in his own family because he was born in Canada, not in Ukraine like the rest of his family. His beloved father dies when Cyril is only 10 years old, and he continues to idolize him even after death. As a teenager, Cyril rebels. He falls in love with fellow art student Connie Chow. His pragmatic mother cannot understand his desire to become an artist, and she actively sabotages his efforts. Meanwhile, she struggles to live with her grief for her husband, while carrying the psychological scars of traumatic experiences in Stalin's Ukraine. His older brother studies hard and becomes a prosperous accountant. Cyril struggles with life. Connie leaves him to pursue an acting career in Hollywood. His mother destroys his art studio portfolio of Stalin images. As a result, he is rejected by the art school and drifts from one menial job to the next. He lives in Mexico, for a time collecting exotic birds to sell in Canada. He returns and signs up for evening art classes. However, he never follows through with his passion for art by trying to exhibit or sell his artwork. He continues to live with his mother in a house backing onto a cemetery while she obsesses about Stalin. Anytime his mother saw a picture of Stalin in a newspaper, book or magazine, she burned out the eyes with a match. Cyril's poor judgment leads to a criminal record which haunts him. Will he ever turn his life around? This novel gives readers some very powerful insights into the history of Ukraine and the lives of Ukrainian-Canadian immigrants in the last decades of the 20th century. They live out their lives remembering the blight of Stalinism and the horrors of the Holodomor. They struggle to adapt to Canadian life and face a series of significant challenges. How can they preserve their Ukrainian culture while dating and marrying non-Ukrainians? Why does the second generation not want to learn the Ukrainian language? How can any kind of family life continue when siblings hate each other? In Grant Boudet's The Delusionist, Cyril Andrachuk is a remarkably complex character. In many respects, he is a failure at life. His family rejects him. He cannot sustain a relationship. He desperately wants to become an artist, but works at menial jobs. As a young man, he is arrested for a minor crime, but this mistake taints his entire life. Readers will be frustrated by his lack of determination to face his own delusions. However, they will also be amazed by his powerful need to preserve his individuality in the face of incredible obstacles. Cyril is a reminder to all of us that change is possible at any age. Grant Boudet lives with his family on Main Island, British Columbia. For 6 years, he taught English at Kwantlen University College and Langara College in Vancouver. He has written for several Canadian magazines, such as the Vancouver Review and Canadian Notes and Queries. He is the author of 9 books, including The Venetian, Monday Night Man, White Lung, Golden Goa, Rouge Bound, and Dragonflies. His works have been nominated for the City of Vancouver Book Prize, and in 2006, he won the Fiddlehead Magazine Short Fiction Award. Readers will be intrigued by his most recent novel, The Delusionist, which explores art, history, relationships, and the delusions which plague our lives. The Delusionist was a finalist for the 2016 Kobzar Literary Award. The Delusionist is available at Chapters Indigo and Amazon.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nasholos Ukrainian Roots Radio.